It is time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce, The Chamber, a membership organization that serves and advances the business interests of our community and builds a sustainable community where business thrives. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Now, the mayor of Hillsborough, Tom Stevens, joining us on the phone to get our week started. Mayor, thanks for being with us today. How's your Monday?
Well, so far it is good, and like you mentioned a few minutes ago, the weather is gorgeous here in Hillsborough. Took a nice walk on the Riverwalk today. Do most days, but today was particularly enjoyable, and just lots of kids out there and parents and folks walking. And this is a reminder: if folks haven't had a chance to come up to Hillsborough and walk along the river, that and on these lovely days in February. It is a great and wonderful thing to do. To be honest, this week there isn't a whole lot of planned events in the Hillsborough, and sometimes that's kind of the best season of all. That it's got quite a good food scene here. The restaurants are open. What a great art scene! The music is just amazing. Usually on weekends, there's three or four live music venues and places. During the week, like Antonia's has music usually on Tuesdays, and art galleries are open, and it's just I'm just thankful. This is a good place to hang out.
Yeah, awesome. And again, if you're listening out there and you want a full list of events and happenings in Hillsborough, visit hillsboroughnc.com is the website for that. hillsboroughnc.gov is the website for Hillsborough Town Government. No government meetings planned or no Board of Commissioners meeting planned for this week. So with respect to government stuff, let's look over to what's going on in Raleigh right now. North Carolina General Assembly back in session around the middle of last week, but this is the first full week of the General Assembly session for 2019. It's the long session. They're going to be in there until probably July or so. Budget, of course, is going to be at the top of the agenda, but a number of other key issues could be discussed at the General Assembly this year. So from the perspective of local government, from the perspective of Hillsborough, and from the perspective of just sort of Orange County writ large, what are you looking to from the General Assembly this year? What are your concerns? What are your hopes? What are your worries?
How long do we have, Eric?
I get paid the same no matter how much I say, so you just take the next 15 minutes.
Well, I will I will be brief. But, there's a general notion of, this is going to be a changed General Assembly. And so hopefully I think we'll get more just kind of work on the real issues as opposed to some of the partisan posturing that we've had, and would really like to see that happen. A lot of issues like what we're going to do about climate change, how the budget's going to impact for education. Those are things that are of interest to me, and I think people in Orange County and Hillsborough. NC Policy Watch says, Medicaid and what we could do with Medicaid expansion and how that affects is probably the biggest issue for North Carolina. We are so lucky here in the Triangle, in Hillsborough, to have the quality of medical care that we have with easy access to both UNC and Duke. But, we've seen it with small towns and other places over the last few years without Medicaid expansion, how that's really impacted communities. And I have been for circumstances that ultimately worked out okay, but in the emergency room, when you just see people, if you're at UNC, coming in from all over the state. So taking care of health care is a big thing. I think for Hillsborough, there's two specific things that kind of are on my mind. One is broadband. And certainly, how do we get service to the rural areas around town? But, in town is almost considered rural, and, trying to get service would be really, really important. So watching that, there seems to be some promises and some things working with the Triangle J Council of Governments and the legislature to maybe be able to find some ways to do public-private partnerships or get broadband into our rural areas. Another issue that's maybe not on top of everybody's list, but can really impact Hillsborough is what's happening with Falls Lake rules regarding water quality. That is significantly impacting and could impact us in the future in terms of wastewater treatment and kind of what we're allowed to do. I don't understand. There's a lot of technical information, and so a lot of this, the issues about the Falls Lake rules now are based on some reasonable scientific speculation, and certainly the positive intent of how to deal with nutrients and the quality of water, but there's some rules that have been proposed and established that would greatly influence point discharges. We have the probably cleanest, most effective wastewater treatment plant in the entire country. I think we've talked about that on a couple occasions on the show. And yet those rules, in one sense, we're saying, you know, that it's not good enough. What we'd like to see, and we're working with the UNRBA, that's the Upper Neuse Basin River Authority, to establish some long-standing information gathering, and then maybe look at those rules so they so we can get to that intent of keeping up the water quality. But that's going to probably take some legislative action. So that's kind of my quick information. Some of it's the general kind of where, you know, where is the drift going to go from North Carolina. Some of it is very specific to Hillsborough in terms of water quality, broadband, and certainly we're keeping an eye on climate change.
Those are big topics and significant bullet points. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Again, hillsboroughnc.gov is the website for more information on Hillsborough town government. I want to get back to broadband for a second. You mentioned that as being kind of significant with respect specifically to Hillsborough, but certainly rural Orange County as well. And this is always one that this is an issue that's always kind of surprised me, the lack of action at the state level, because one of the kind of the prevailing tropes of politics over the last few years is, well, the Democratic Party is the party of voters in the cities and in the suburbs, and the Republican Party is most strong or has its strongest base out in the rural parts of the state and the country. And with respect to broadband, it's residents in those rural parts of the state and the country that are going to benefit the most from government action. So it's kind of surprised me that there's been such pushback back and forth between local governments saying, hey, we need the state to do something to allow us to expand broadband out, and the state not really being willing or able yet to take those steps. So what is it that the state would need to do in order to free up local governments and other providers to get broadband out to parts of Orange County in particular, but the state in general, where just the market wouldn't necessarily go?
Well, I think, you know, one, I'm not a great expert on this, so this is sort of my, again, reflections. But you mentioned it's one notion about that rural interest would be very helpful, but there's also the ideology about, you know, just totally let the market do it and make sure that the government is not involved in the market. We're realizing the market's just not going to do it. And so I think there's probably a couple solutions. One is to allow some kinds of public-private partnerships. One is to put in some infrastructure, you know, like fiber, that would allow the market to come in, you know, with that sort of initial, you know, backbone infrastructure to allow the market to work. Certainly to allow either nonprofits or government to be internet providers are probably different kinds of solutions that seem would be viable. It does seem like this. They're working on some solutions, and I'm not close enough to know exactly which way they're drifting, but I am hopeful that people kind of realize that we really need to do something. And that goes back to what I was saying. I hope they what we'll see is more pragmatism coming out of the General Assembly, and let's tackle these issues and get away from the just immediately jumping to the ideology that Alec and other folks, you know, say this is what you ought to be doing.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Again, we'll keep following the General Assembly. Taking it back to Hillsborough, anything that people need to know about events and happenings and goings-on in the next week or so?
Well, in terms of government, you know, we had a very busy couple of weeks last time. We had the Assembly of Governments, and we had some very long discussions at the town board regarding, you know, the roads constructions and the comments. And next week or the next couple of weeks, we're going to probably have some meetings with the county and sort of pick things back up at the town board level. But there's a lot happening between the scenes right now. Same thing with events. Looking out a couple of weeks, you got Revolutionary War Day happening. The Burwell School has a nice tea. Valentine's Day is coming up. If you don't have your reservations down at some of the better restaurants, I would go ahead and get them because they're going to be getting pretty full. It's not so much the very specific events that are the joy this time, particularly when the weather is this nice. I want to say the rhythm of being able to just sort of be out in this kind of small town lifestyle. If you're hanging out a cup of Joe's and get yourself a nice beverage, or Weaver Street Market or Steve's Market, walking on Riverwalk, visiting the restaurants or galleries, coming to listen to live music. There's a lot that's going on in this quiet, nice community way without necessarily being attached to a specific event. And while I have you on the phone, since I'm sounding like the Chamber of Commerce out here, I do want to say congratulations to 97.9 WCHL for your winning Trustee Member of the Year for the Hillsborough Orange County Chamber.
Thank you.
So you all have been very good partners, and so appreciate this show, appreciate the things that we've been able to do, and your presence here in this community.
Excited about that. Again, if you're listening out there, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on the town government of Hillsborough. Visit hillsboroughnc.com for events and happenings around town. Mayor Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.